This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Friday, February 2nd. The bodies of the three fallen service members who were killed in a drone strike in Jordan will return home to the US today. President Joe Biden says he's spoken with their families and will be there for the dignified transfer of remains ceremony. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will also attend after he spoke yesterday about how the US was planning to respond to the attack.
We're going to do what's necessary to protect our troops and our interests.
Austin says the U.S. will carry out a multi-tiered response to the strike, which it's blamed on an umbrella group of Iran-backed militants called Islamic Resistance in Iraq. CNN's Paula Hancock has more.
Joe, Secretary Austin, talking about a multi-tiered response, suggests that the U.S. already has a number of targets in mind, potentially over multiple days. He said it's time to take away even more capability of these Iran-backed militias than they have in the past. Now, the US military has already carried out strikes after more than 160 missile, drone and rocket attacks against US troops in both Iraq and Syria since October.
This comes as the US has blocked the financial assets of four Israeli settlers in the West Bank in the first round of sanctions targeting violent people in the region. The UN's main aid agency in Gaza says it will likely have to shut down by the end of this month if it doesn't get its funding back. Nearly 20 countries have suspended $440 million in funding for UNRWA in light of allegations that some of its staff were involved in the October 7th terror attacks. The UN says they've fired people in the wake of the accusations and are investigating. Nearly 6 million refugees across the Middle East rely on UNRWA for aid, and there are growing concerns over what will happen to them if it does shut down. On the ground in Gaza, the Palestinian Red Crescent Society says it's desperately trying to reach a 6-year-old girl who's been trapped in a car since Monday when her family was shot around her. Her mother spoke to CNN.
If my daughter didn't die from the bullets, she is going to die from the cold, from the hunger. My daughter said, "Mama, I am hungry."
In the US, the public's views on the economy are starting to look up a little. But on the whole, people still view things as pretty bleak. That's according to a new CNN poll conducted by SSRS. It shows that how you're feeling might depend on your political views, with Democrats appearing to be more optimistic than Republicans that things are improving. Recent Commerce Department numbers show the US economy is staying, quote, shockingly robust, and the first jobs report for 2024 that's out later this morning is expected to look strong. But people are still feeling the pinch, with most who say they feel negative about the economy blaming inflation and the high cost of living. And in bad news for Biden, 55% overall say his economic policies have made things worse. Police in Clearwater, Florida, say several people were killed after a small plane crashed into a mobile home park last night.
I can confirm that we have several fatalities, both from the aircraft and within the mobile home. We're still working to make sure that there is no additional, and it's limited to what we do know right now.
Around 7:15 local time, firefighters responded to the crash site, finding four trailer homes on fire, and one had the crashed plane inside. It's not clear how many people were on the plane, and crews are still trying to tame hotspots and search for bodies. The FAA told CNN the crash happened after the pilot reported an engine failure. Coming up, one of Formula One's all-time greats switches to an iconic team.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Lewis Hamilton won't be a Mercedes racing driver anymore. The 7-time Formula One champion will leave the German team and join Ferrari for the 2025 season. The 39-year-old joined Mercedes 11 years ago after starting his career with McLaren, and he shares the record for the most world titles with Michael Schumacher. The British driver says the time is right to take this step and that he's excited for the new challenge. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.